Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you this morning. Good to see everybody this morning. It's a great day, and it's always a great day here at On the Border on Friday morning. So, and it is, I must say, it's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to be here this morning just to share a few words with you folks. So let us pray, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we'd ask that you would be with us this morning as we come just to spend some time with you. We ask that your heavenly peace would fill this room, and may hearts be touched, and fill your humble servant with your wisdom and your grace. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gentlemen, this morning I'd like to spend some time to talk about proper motives. Proper motives. And if you would turn with me in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 1, verse 15. Philippians is back there about halfway through the New Testament. And it reads, "Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill." Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. Back in 1888, Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite, opened the Daily newspaper to find an article about his own death. You see, a careless reporter had confused Alfred with his brother, who had indeed passed away. And the shock of reading his own obituary, compounded by the realization of how the world saw him, you see, to the public, he was simply the Dynamite King, a successful industrialist who had amassed a fortune from explosives. And there was no mention of his ideal for peace and mankind and his efforts to break down barriers. He would only be remembered as the merchant of death. You see, Nobel was determined right then to make sure that the world would recognize the values to which he devoted his life. Thus, he instituted the Nobel Prize. And gentlemen, after thinking about this for a while, I had difficulty deciding whether or not I would use this story. Does it give a good example of a proper motive? Was Nobel more interested in what people thought rather than being motivated by wanting to do good for mankind? Or was the fact that the obituary mentioned nothing about his good deeds and it reminded him that he had not done enough to benefit mankind? The fact is, no one will ever know. But what it did for me, it got me thinking. Got me thinking about, why do I do the things I do? Why have I done some of the things I've done? Was it because I was concerned how people would see me? Or was I concerned about how our good Lord would see me? You know, it's unlikely that any of us will ever have a chance to read our own obituaries. And if so, it shouldn't have any effect on our motive for service. But thinking about how those other people think about our actions can distort God's purpose. Actually, the only obituary that matters is the one that He writes. Have we served Him with a pure and loving heart? We must examine our motives. We must strive to please God, not man. At all times, we must strive to serve God with a pure heart, with no hidden or self-serving motives. Actually, improper motives rob us from the joy of serving our Lord. We read in Ephesians 6, "Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." We know what we must do. And however, at times it can be difficult. Life is difficult. And it is so easy to be diverted. But we must remember we cannot do it alone. We must seek God, His support, His direction, and His guidance. I'm sure you all have seen the insurance ad on TV where Alex Trebek talks about the three P's, price, price, and price. But this morning I'd like to talk about another three P's that I think is more important, and that's prayer, prayer, and prayer. We must realize that it's impossible to serve God without His help and His guidance. We must pray and study the scriptures in order to have the ability to properly serve our Lord. From Psalms we read, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. And also let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." You see, we must have worthy biblical motives. And love is the highest motive of serving the Lord. From Matthew we read, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." You see, it's a different thing when we serve out of love. Not just because of the command, but serving out of love reflects and outshines God's glory. Another worthy motivation is gratitude. Those who realize what God has done for them may be motivated by gratitude to respond in service. Another is duty. Duty is an action that comes from a sense of commitment to a purpose or a calling. Commitment of duty is accompanied by love and gratitude. At the end of life, Christ was able to say to His Father, "I have finished the work which you have given me to do." At the end of our lives, what will we be able to say to the Father? Faithfulness is always a necessity in our duty, commitment, and calling. Motives must be continually evaluated. We need to align our heart to the proper godly motives. If we neglect godly motives, our desire and ability to serve and mature in our Christian life will fade. My brothers, as leaders, we should continually seek to effect change by appealing to the highest motives. You see, the Lord will be the final judge of our motives. Will His final words to us be, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Will His final words be, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Let us pray. Dear Lord, we have not always operated in a manner that was pleasing to You. Please help us to establish motives that are pleasing to You, and help us to serve with a selfless heart, motivated by love, not egos. In Your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Have a good time at your tables.